on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Basketball in March.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Poconos, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is March 14th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast on all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. You can either go to Jersey Boys Sports Talk, the little purple podcast on your iPhone, or just go to Spotify. You can search us. You can see Byron and I. Join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Please subscribe to our channel. Also, if you like what you're seeing here, we're live on YouTube and Facebook. Please smash the like button and subscribe button on YouTube so you can hear our shows whenever you want. You can see us live, but you can also hear us. We also have a lot of downloads for great stuff. So either our guest shows, as well as, you know, Byron does a lot of draft picks. He does a lot of Excel sheets that are doing depth charts and so forth within the Giants organization and throughout the league. So you have a lot of good information there. And we have regular guests throughout the week or throughout each week. So let's get ready to rumble. A lot of stuff happening today. So welcome to the show and let's get going. Mr. Byron, how's everything going?
Oh, everything is wonderful in the Poconos. It was 70-something degrees today. It was kind of hot up here today.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, for up here. And then, you know, of course, as soon as it hits the 70s, people start taking more clothes off. You know, people walk around in shorts and T-shirts. And it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So you're in the Poconos. You stay in the same place in the Poconos? Because you go to Poconos, South Carolina, Atlantic City. So you got like three spots.
Same place. Poconos. Oh,
so what do? You just chill out there? Just relax? Just get some just downtime?
Yeah, downtime. You know, I'm stressed out, man. I'm retired and everything, and you know, I deal with the kids. You know, the 3 days and stuff. I need a break. The kids is a lot.
Man, I give you credit, bro. Man, I don't know if I could handle that. Man, that's like I don't know. I don't know if I could handle that. I mean, I guess that's pretty good that you're able to just chill out. I would go crazy. I would be reading. I'd have to do something. I don't know if I could sit still. But you just wake up, relax, just eat.
Watch TV for a minute and you know, pick up a book, you know, every now and then and nothing. You know, hang out. That's it. You know, what are you supposed to do? I'm not in a hurry to do anything. That's the bottom.
And you're stress-free, right? So that's what counts. I got to be always doing something, but I also brings a lot of stress. You know what I'm saying? So unfortunately, that's part of the game. All right, let's get going. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, what's happening. So I carved out some pieces. I'm sure you're going to want to bring up some stuff. We're expecting a few guests. I was hoping John come to see his story on a few things that are taking place, but let me go. I got free agency we're going to talk about, right? So I have it separated between like stuff would happen like Giants players, and then I have it with just other free agency key items to talk about. So let's talk about the big elephant in the room. Saquon to Philly, bro.
Yeah, that hurt. I expected it, kinda, sorta.
You mentioned you said he was a Philly. You said he was a Pennsylvania boy. Remember?
He's from Allentown. You know, he went to high school there. He went to Penn State there. You know, so you know, go figure. If any team that he would go to would be, you know, he probably grew up like in Philadelphia. He just didn't want, you know, the Giant fans to know that he was a Philadelphia Eagle fan growing up. But that was a shocker. That one. And they didn't even offer him. You know, once
he didn't make much more money than he was going to make with the Giants.
Probably about another, you know, $2 million a year. You know, he wanted, I think, was $14 million or whatever the range he's at.
No, he's got 3 years, $37 million. That's like $12 million something, a little bit, $12 million, three.
Yeah, but with incentives, it could be $47 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if he hits, you know, what, 1,500 yards or, you know, touchdowns, receivings, whatever.
Right, you know, right.
Well, you know, it's better than Dallas, number one. But I personally, look, I like Saquon, so I wish him the best. But I don't like, to me, it goes back to what you and I have been saying. It's indicative of how bad the ownership has been managing this football team. Like, you know, why would you let him go? I mean, I know you didn't have a choice, but I don't know. I mean, like, I'm just disgusted. That's all. I don't know what to say. I wish Saquon none the best. I think Philly's a good team for him to go to. But you know, I said it all last year. You know, Eric and it was kind of debating this quite a bit. But I think something's wrong in Philly. Like, they got too much talent to be that bad. Like, you know, their record wasn't an indicative of the talent that they have.
Yeah, because they didn't, you know, they invested all that money and, you know, whatever, and draft picks on the offense. And, you know, they forgot about, you know, the safety position, free safety. They got two corners that are over 30 years of age. You know, most teams don't have two corners that are that age. You know, they usually have one young guy and then an older guy, but they have two that are over 30. You know, Bradbury played, you know, pretty good. Yeah, and Slade was just, you know, I think they told him that he can go look for a trade or whatever. He ain't going anywhere. But the guy that they traded for, Bayard, I think it was named, from Tennessee, the all-pro safety, they even let him walk. He's gone. You know, even though, you know, they traded for him late, you know, they got him like a rental. And, you know, now he's gone. So, you know, they re-signed C.J. Gardner, the guy that they had a couple years ago that left and went to Detroit Lions. And now he came back, even though he bad-mouthed the Eagles on the way out the door. So I'm going to see how he's going to make up, you know, with that one. But, you know, they're working on, you know, fixing the, you know, the secondary and the linebacker spot. But still, they got a lot of talent on offense. And with our guy – in the backfield, Jalen is going to be it's going to be a beast.
Well, two things. Two things. Let's stick with our guy first, right? With our guy, it's definitely going to make an impact. But the concern is, we kept saying they need to run the ball all last year, even when they had guys, and they didn't run it.
No.
Now you're paying a guy, so you better run it. But they did have that other guy they brought in; they never ran it. Right. So that's one. So I think Saquon's definitely going to make an impact there. You know, I just think he's a great player. But just for me, you know, remember I had the sniff test about Buffalo, right? Okay. I have a sniff test about Philadelphia. Over 18 games last year, do you agree on paper, they had a lot of talent last year?
Loaded.
But no confusion. Loaded, right? We've said it, Byron. But they played 18 games that just didn't look good. Like they didn't have like a one impactful game. And remember, Eric would write in. I don't want to say anything because Eric's not here, but I'm just bringing up his comments. You know, he's like, well, you know, that perfect game, no one's gonna have it. But they didn't play one game that was a dominating game. No. Do you remember one? I mean,
not a one. You know, and other people, I ain't gonna mention their name, kept saying, oh, we're gonna turn the switch. They're gonna turn the switch on. Turn the switch. Turn the switch. Still waiting for them to turn the switch.
Turn the switch. They got knocked out right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, so there's something else going on internally, right? I mean, because it can't be, something's wrong. It's just too much talent, right? You know, the great record, great everything else, but. I'm going into this year without as confident of the strength of that team, even with adding Saquon, just because of everything else. Like, Saquon's not going to change if there's an internal issue within that organization. Is that a fair statement? Like, one player, because Saquon's quiet. He's not one of those vocal players that's going to come in and really just rev it up. You know what I mean? He lets his performance speak for himself.
Right.
So, well, you know, we'll see what happens. I like Saquon, so I'm not gonna say anything bad about Saquon that he's there. I wish him well. Obviously, you know, when he plays against the Giants, but the Giants are just bad. So, and you're gonna see it based on what I have here. So let's keep going. Giants. Yeah. Okay. What do you think about the guard they signed, John Runyon?
You remember his dad played for the Eagles, John Runyon, the one that used to give Michael Strahan fits back in the day. His father was a great player. His father was the beast, man. His father's huge.
Really?
I think he ran for Congress too. He was a like a politician once he retired. But his father was a great player for a long time for those guys. And you know, hopefully he can come in and fix the guard position, you know, either left guard or right guard, wherever they're going to put him. And I think today I read something where he prefers to play left guard, I think. And yeah, I kept doing my thing as far as like Evan Neal, you know, he's a busted right tackle. He's a busted right tackle. And then, you know, I thought he was a better left guard when he played at Alabama. That was probably his best position. So now, between the guy that they signed at right tackle, who I'm sure we're going to talk about, and this guy, you know, he's looking like Eric Flowers as far as being a bust, you know, as far as finding a position for this guy, because, you know, he has too much talent to be as bad as he is.
Who's this? Runyon?
No, Eric, I mean, Evan Neal, but
Neil.
Runyon, yeah, Neal. But yeah, Runyon was a good player, you know, at, you know, Green Bay. The only problem with him is that I think he's a little weak with the run game, you know, as far as run, you know, but the new offensive line coach that the Giants have, you know, probably, you know, work out those little issues that he had with run blocking. But pass blocking, he's supposed to be pretty good.
Well, I'm happy we got a guard because it took me a while. And the next thing is, we also lost the guy you wanted to re-sign, Tyrod Taylor. And
Yeah.
instead, we got, because the reason I was hoping John would come on the show, because we got his boy, Drew Lock. So tell me, so what do you think about trading Tyrod Taylor and getting Drew Lock? I would assume Drew Lock is a bet is better than Tyrod Taylor, but are we paying this guy big dollars? I mean, Drew Lock really hasn't done anything. Isn't that the guy that John hated, Ronenberg?
Oh
He
boy,
doesn't
did he hate.
he hates Drew Lock.
Well, he hates Drew Lock. Hate. But you know, maybe they wanted to go, I don't know, go cheaper or younger. You know, Tyrod Taylor's in his 30s, and he only went to the Jets, you know, across the hallway. So I don't know why he went there. But Drew Lock, I don't know. And they kind of waited, you know, when all the other quarterbacks got picked through. You know, they could have, you know, maybe got like Jameis Winston or, you know, Joe Flacco. And somehow today, I don't know if it's true that they re-signed Mike Glennon too, but I think that was like a rumor or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Skeletor?
Yeah, I gotta check that one out because I wasn't. You know, I saw something. I was like, what the hell? Why would they sign a third quarterback? So if they signed a third guy, you know, that thing as far as them drafting a quarterback, you might throw that out the window.
Yeah, this that don't make any sense. So we'll see what happens there. And then we got a running back, Devin Singletary. He seems pretty good.
Yeah, I got into it on Facebook with this one guy because I said something about it seems like Dable and Shane are like signing every Buffalo Bills, you know, guy, you know, when they get turned loose for some, it just looks like that, you know, because every time you turn around, oh, well, he used to play for in Buffalo and Singletary was drafted by them in what, like 2019. Played for them for a couple of years at Buffalo and then ended up with Houston. He's a pretty good back. I think he had like 800 or 900 yards rushing last year. He can catch the ball. And I think his average carry is a little bit higher than Saquon. So, you know, he's not a bad back, but it's just the fact that we keep grabbing Buffalo Bills guys constantly.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, AFC, NFC, totally different ball game.
Yeah, you know, I understand the fact that, you know, they're coming from, you know, like a winning organization, you know, Buffalo, you know, that they have that culture, you know, as far as winning, but they really haven't won anything yet. You know, they can't, you know, for them for a second, but they haven't gotten over the hump with Kansas City or Cincinnati, whatever team. But for some reason, we just keep picking up Buffalo guys. And it's like,
And it's not that. It's that Buffalo hasn't been, you know, no matter how good or they have been, they've also been really bad. like in the same season. You know what I mean? They look like an unbeatable a team half the season, and then they look like a terrible team the other half. And then last year, they became a beast going into the playoffs, right?
Right. Yep.
So so for them to keep signing these guys just doesn't make any sense for me. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know if that's just Dable feels more comfortable that way, but, Dable should be on the chopping block, man, because, if he doesn't do something, they're terrible, man. You know that. Yeah, we got one guard where he got fixed the line.
How long have we been talking about the line, man? We've been talking about the line for 5 years, man. And it's like, it gets old. That and I looked up something where they've drafted 13 offensive linemen since 2013. 13. And only two are, I don't know if you remember, Weston Richburg was a center that, left and went to the 49ers, back a while ago. Will Hernandez left and went to the Cardinals, a few years ago. And besides that, all the rest of them, nothing.
Well, remember last year, the first six games, we had six different offensive line matches.
Let's don't forget the big, the elephant in the room, the 85 sacks. 85. The record is 100. They were close.
That's real close. 85% of the record?
Yeah.
That is real close. All right, who was the other guy you mentioned? Because I didn't have him on the list. So you said you thought we were going to talk about
the right tackle from the Raiders. He played for I forgot. It begins with his last name, with an E or whatever. I forgot it. He's real happy. Elmendor or something like that. What it E L whatever. I forgot his name, but he played for the offensive line coach at the Raiders, and he's a swing tackle. He played guard, and or he can play right tackle, and he might be the right tackle.
Here we go. Just back to Devin Singletary. He had 898 yards, 216 carries last season with Houston. He's steady, but he's not a Barkley. Of course, that level in terms of explosiveness will not command the attention from defense that will ease pressure off of Daniel Jones. So they're not giving him a big rank, but all right. So let me go. Let's go. So that's the Giants stuff. Then Drew Lock coming there. So we talked about that. Let's go talk about the league. Did I call it or did I not call it about you gotta fix your phone? I see more of your ceiling.
Yeah, because my phone is getting ready to die already.
Oh my God. You got a charger?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where to put it. That's right there.
You gotta charge it. Yeah, but you gotta charge it and you gotta lift it. You can't lift it. You're killing me. You and your travels, bro. We gotta figure out how to give you a travel package and stuff. Okay. Did I call it? All right, well, hold on. Let me let you get fixed up here because now I see the ceiling.
I know you're gonna see all kinds of stuff.
Well, live out of the Poconos, this is exactly how we have the technology challenge.
I know. Let me walk around.
All right.
Keep going.
All right. So, look, I called it. Didn't I tell you Russell Wilson, the best fit for him is the Steelers?
Yes, you did.
And I am telling you, I think he's going to do well there because Tomlin's a player's coach. And coming off of Sean Payton and getting at least some love from a coach that has won without – they haven't had a real quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. And, their defense is pretty good. And Russell Wilson, I think that's a good fit for them. I'm happy for the Steelers. I'm sure Joey Bag of Donuts – remember, Joey didn't think they were getting him because Santiago was like, Joey didn't seem too excited. I says, no, Joey wanted Russell Wilson, but Joey just didn't think he was going to get him. And did they get him, man, for a steal, bro? What, for less than a million?
Like a million, like 300 and something thousand per, you know, per year.
So that's gonna lace them up to be able to get a lot of other players, right?
Yep. All right, I'm charted, but you'll be looking at the ceiling.
All right, good. As long as I can see your face, that's it. Let's keep your face going over there. All right, good. So, hey, I'm happy for Russell Wilson, and I'm happy for Mike Tomlin. I think that they're going to do well. But, look, this is going to make or break Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? He has to perform. But he did pretty – he had a good season with the Broncos. I mean, his numbers were good.
Yeah, but he just – what's the name? Just hate that guy. I don't know why you would hate Russell Wilson. You know, maybe because of allegedly with his own office and his own entourage. And
so what? Movie. That was the coach allowed that though.
Yeah, but now
a player is going to get away with whatever a player can. Yes or no?
Yes, and I'm pretty sure Bill Parcells wouldn't put up with that either.
He wouldn't, but you can't blame the player. As long as the player falls back into the line when you come to coach, that's all you should care about, right?
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson doesn't look like a complainer.
You never know what he's like behind closed doors, though.
You don't know what he's like behind his doors, but something would have came out somewhere along the line, right? He did complain a little bit about, you know, Pete Carroll and this and that. And look what Pete Carroll did with Geno Smith. But I thought I'm happy for Russell Wilson. I'm happy for Mike Tomlin. But I knew he was going to go there. Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, that kind of.
Kirk Cousins too much, but I think it's a good move for him.
They were looking at his numbers as far as how much money he's made. And you need to check that out, man, because it's like it's like
it's high. Yeah, it's like almost half a billion.
Career $429 million.
He's also he's almost 30. He's like 30-something years old too. I didn't think he was. I thought he was a lot younger than that.
No, and how many playoff games he won?
No, but that's why I always kept saying, you know, whatever numbers he put up, I don't have faith in him. You know what I mean? So no matter how good the Minnesota was doing, I didn't have faith that Kirk Cousins was going to take him any further. Does that make sense?
But answer that question. How many playoff games he won?
I don't know. Any? One, maybe?
One.
Yeah, one game.
One. And he made $429 million in guaranteed money he's got over his career.
Well, you know, Deshaun Watson.
No. We need to talk about Kirk Cousins, because he's made more money during the course of his career than Peyton Manning and Eli.
Yeah, but all those players paid differently. I mean, if you're going to go that way. Yeah. Now those guys are making big bucks now. They got, what do they call it? Well, I forgot the name of their production company. They got a production company. They're signing Bill Belichick. I mean, these guys are doing some big stuff, the Mannings.
Look, come on. I want to think about that for a second. 400 Kirk Cousins has won one playoff game, and he's gotten $429 million. For what? But nobody says nothing about that.
Hey, our boy's back. Aaron from the Commanders. He goes, Washington's winning the NFC East this year.
he said the same thing last year.
Did he? Miami Fan Talk, you're live, laugh out loud. What's going on, Miami Fan Talk? I got to switch back and forth because since Byron's in the Poconos, I restream. I got to look at it here. Hello, gentlemen, sirs. Hey, but you never know. Washington, look. I don't have any problem with them saying Washington is going to win it because you know the NFC is wide open. You know, I'm not convinced with the Eagles unless they come out guns blazing. Dallas is Dallas, and the Washington's got a lot of cap space.
Yeah, and that's, I think they said they traded Sam Howell today somewhere, and they don't have a quarterback.
They'll pick one. I mean, they'll figure something out, but they got a lot of money.
And Jacoby Brissett is a quarterback now. They picked him up.
Exactly. All right. So then Kirk Cousins, what do you think about Henry to the Ravens?
Let's see. Let's think about this. Last year, when they were in the playoffs, and when they ran the ball with the running back like six times. And like, what's his name ran like eight, the whole game. Do you think maybe it's going to be a little bit different when they got that big giant running back there, that maybe this might tip things into their favor now, where Todd Monken won't get a case of dumbass, I'm exactly what I'm saying, and decide to run the ball with Derrick Henry back there?
I really think that teams went against Kansas City trying to figure out how to change the way they play to beat them instead of playing their game. You know what I mean? Because right. And I think that ended up in Kansas City's favor. Kansas City played their game no matter what, and they played away. And the other teams were trying to figure out, all right, we got to change the way we play if we're going to beat Kansas City. I don't know why. I think their fear caused them to lose, because it was to run the ball six times. It's almost like, to me, if I was a Raven fan, it's a smack in the face. I think Derrick Henry's a great back to get him, but you were leading the lead in rushes last year, and then when it counted, you ran six times.
six.
Right. So by getting Derrick Henry, what are you doing? Are you just doing that to appease the fans? Because you had a pretty good record last year without Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Right? So did you get it to appease the fans to say, hey, look, we got Derrick Henry, we may run the ball more than six times when it counts?
Well, guess what? You have a back there now that can carry the ball 25, 30 times a game. So if they don't use him up, because he's 30 years old, he's getting toward the end. And if they don't use him like the way the Titans use him, and take a little bit of mileage off of Lamar Jackson, well, shame on them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a travesty, I'm telling you. But I'm just, like I said, hopefully it makes a difference. Remember, the Odell, I think, hasn't re-signed with them yet, has he? Just see what they have, what they're going to do with their receivers. But, last year I thought was probably their best shot of at least reaching the Super Bowl. So we'll see what happens this year, but you never know. The Texans signed edge rusher Danielle Hunter. I mean, the Texans are a good team.
They're young, they have all the cap space. They got, CJ Stroud and, the receivers, and they're the team to look out for, in the future, as far as, that new block.
Exactly. And then the Browns, they kept edge rushers Darius Smith, so that solidifies their defense, keep their defense going. But I still think the Browns got problems, because they signed, I think Jameson Winston went there, so they got another quarterback, right? And you don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, but he doesn't care. He got his money. The team that is scaring me, that I think is, if LaFleur doesn't do something with the team that he has, then he's a bust. They just signed Josh Jacobs, which is one of my favorite running backs, and they signed Xavier McKinney to that young Packers team that did pretty good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two great add-ons. Josh Jacobs from the offensive side and Xavier McKinney, which we didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
Packers going to look – they should be really good this year.
Yeah, because Josh Jacobs is durable. He doesn't Michael Woody doesn't, hasn't been like crazy hurt.
He's a journeyman.
Yeah, and he can catch the ball, he can run the ball, in between the tackles. Don't forget he's a Tulsa guy too, just not the University of Tulsa, but he grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I like him.
Yeah, he's hard running back, man. Where's he getting one of those Alabama Crimson Tide running backs?
Yep. Well, remember we were talking about the Green Bay, how young they were and how good we feel they're going to be. Adding those two players is pretty impactful. And they got, they got cap space because they got rid of Rodgers.
They got a lot of cap space. And they're getting younger and they're going to be better. You know, with the quarter, you know, what's his name, Jordan Love. Jordan Love, the quarterback.
Yeah, he played. Well, and they got playoff experience now. I mean, they won. They won. They won. They won to get a playoff game more than Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas ain't won nothing in the last 30 years. So
they won a playoff game. I mean, they played well in the playoffs,
and almost could have pulled one of them off.
Exactly. So I mean, that's what scares me. And then a shout out to Joe Flacco signing with the Colts. Guy was he was eating Thanksgiving dinner at home. Goes plays very well for Cleveland and ends up signing with the Colts. You got to root for players like that.
Hey, he's getting paid, man. You know, you figure if they're gonna keep paying, let's see, he's 900 years old, and if they're gonna keep him, he is in his 30s, and you know, if they're gonna keep paying him, you know what? I keep going out there too. You know, what do they always say? The being the backup quarterback is probably the best job. All you gotta do is stand there, hold the clipboard, and you know, be ready to go.
They said that, yeah, that is the best position because you know, you get paid quarterback money and you don't get hit.
Nah, not at all.
He's 39, dude.
There you go. He's still hanging in there. You know, got a Super Bowl MVP, got a ring, and he can, you know, show the young guys, look at what I got. You know,
he goes from Thanksgiving to on the bench, watching the games, to signing a one-year $8.7 million deal.
Is it guaranteed?
Let's see.
Probably is.
Probably is. I mean, you know, he performed really well. I mean, so you can't deny how he performed.
Well, you figure that guy, Josh Johnson.
He's got 4.5, half of it's guaranteed.
I'll take that.
4.5 million? No doubt. Well, he was out of the league. He was out of the league to come back in the league to get a guaranteed 4.5 million.
And he's another Jersey guy. He's from Audubon, the South Jersey.
Who, Flacco?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Delaware. Where Davis went.
Penn State and then what you call
it? University of Delaware.
Yeah, Delaware. Blue Hens.
Blue Hens. I wanted to go there. I almost went there. Look, I'm happy for him. You know, when you see a 39-year-old quarterback, I mean, what do we know what his career earnings are?
I'm sure. This is the one guy you need when you have a chance to look up. Josh Johnson. He's been with like 35 teams. I think he's been with like at least 10 NFL different teams. And he's still hanging around.
Wow. No joke. He's made $175 million. And then let's go look at your boy one more time. Kirk Cousins' career NFL earnings. $281 million.
Keep going.
Which includes a $50 million signing bonus that he'll be getting from the Falcons. He's getting a $50 million signing bonus.
Nice. I take that too.
It says free Brady in. Hold on. Let's see what this says. Kirk Cousins soon will be able to say that he made more money than Brady in the NFL.
Yep.
He won't go down as the best NFL quarterback in history, but he could end up as the best quarterback in one certain category, and that category is milking every possible dollar out of free agency. He signed with the Falcons that not only is worth $180 million, but it also includes $100 million in guaranteed money. Thanks to guaranteed money, Cousins is now set to pass Tom Brady on the NFL's list of the highest earning career earnings. Since his rookie year, Cousins has raked in $281 million in contract money, which includes $50 million signing bonus that he'll get from the Falcons. Cousins earns $185 million in the total during the 6 seasons with Minnesota. Oh, my God. Then he got... He had an unprecedented 3-year deal that was fully guaranteed for $84 million. So he's got $50 million guaranteed. He's got $84 million guaranteed, and he's got another $100 million. Oh my God.
But the crazy thing is Tom Brady made his money over, what, 22 years, 23 years?
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins ain't been around that long. He's been around long, not that long.
Let's see. Yeah. But, I mean, for him to even be put in the mouth of Brady, right? Here's a look at the top five earners in NFL history via the over the cap. Aaron Rodgers, 343. Stafford, 328. Brady 317. Can you imagine Brady's third and Brady took pay cuts?
Yeah. Just think if he didn't pay cuts.
Yeah. Kirk, listen to me. Kirk Cousins is number five. So he's in the league with everybody. He's the top five, the top three have won a Super Bowl. And the only two, did you know Matt Ryan's got $306
million? Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, how many?
And he hasn't done anything. He didn't win any Super Bowls.
How many won Super Bowl? What, two? Brady and Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has won one, Stafford won one, and Brady's won seven.
Okay. Well, he trumps everybody.
Yeah, Brady crushes them. Yeah. So, but they all at least won a Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers was MVP several times, right? That's some crazy. I wouldn't have, if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have believed it. And then it says here, let's go back to Cousins. Those it's Stafford, Rodgers, and Cousins all played out. If they play out their final years of their current contract and don't sign a new deal, their current earnings would look like this. Stafford, 422, Rodgers, 419, Cousins, $411 million.
Yep, I told you. And 400 million for one playoff win. One
playoff. Exactly. But Ryan went further. Didn't Ryan make it to the playoffs, to the Super Bowl?
No. Remember when they went to the Super Bowl, they collapsed with 25-3 to the Patriots?
Right. But they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they made it, you know, playoffs a couple times. But yeah, but he's known for the collapse.
Yeah. That's incredible. All right. Let's look at the other picks that are going around there. What else has happened over there in New York? Last time we talked about, remember, I went off on Giant fans when they wanted to get rid of the quarterback and the running back. I'm like, get lineman.
Guess what? That happened. But you forgot the one guy that we signed, man.
Who?
The one we traded for, Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers. Outside linebacker. 5 years, $180 million.
Oh, God.
You forgot about that?
No, I probably didn't want to remember it.
Yeah. Not,
is
no,
he, is he worth $180 million?
Oh, yeah. He's a good player. Really good.
Well, and, you know, they got as long as he can help Thibodeau and Thibodeau lives up to his billing, you know what I mean?
Well, this guy is better than Thibodeau, just so you know.
Well, goes back to where's Joe Caprao telling me he's the next ILT.
Yeah.
That's why you should never say that about a player. Every time they say this guy's the next Michael Jordan, he ends up flopping. Every time you say he's the next LT, the guy ends up flopping. It's like the curse of the Madden cover.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, yeah, Burns is supposed to be pretty good. They had him. He was in New York and had the press conference today. They were, you know, he was talking about, you know, he being the guy. You know, he's a team player. You know he leads by example pretty much. So, you know, it seems like, you know, he has his head screwed on straight. You know, he's not going to come up here and, you know, not do his thing. But he was pretty good down there at Carolina. He's a great player, you know, down there with the Panthers. So, you know, they got a good one because they traded a second and a fifth, like a second-round pick this year and a fifth next year. And then they signed him 5 years, $180 million.
Yeah. I think you mentioned Jacoby Brissett. He went to the Patriots.
Yep. I knew it was one of them.
Yeah, he went to the Patriots. We'll see what happens there. I'm interested to see how this guy does with the Patriots. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders. You Flacco, we already talked about the Colts. Winston went to the Browns. I mean, the Browns is just rotating quarterbacks. I mean, we're going to see what happens. But
they signed another Alabama guy. It's and I can't think of the receiver's name, but they have Amari Cooper. There was another guy that they just got that played at Alabama too, like within the last week or two.
Mariota went to the Redskins, so I don't. I mean, to the Commanders, so I don't know.
Yeah, they gotta have a backup quarterback. You know, when they draft a quarterback this year, because I think they're like number two, you know, second pick in the draft, so they're gonna definitely take a quarterback.
Well, I don't see anything about Dallas though.
Yeah, that's what my boys was talking about. Dallas hasn't done a thing. They let their center left. He signed with Washington. The left tackle, he's floating. Tyron Smith is floating around in free agent purgatory. They haven't signed any running backs, which they need. The only guy they have is the Deuce, the little guy, the one that's like 5'3", the running back from Kansas State or one of those schools. They got him, another dude. They haven't done anything.
Nothing.
And you know, maybe because they got like the contracts, they got to pay Dak. Dak's going to be $60 million a year.
Micah. No, Dak. They said, they got to pay Dak, but they also said Jerry Jones is not going to renegotiate his contract.
Oh well, you know, it is what it is. And then CeeDee Lamb, they got three guys they got to pay.
Yeah.
So, they have been like really, 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 really quiet. They're like nothing. They're like the only team that didn't sign anything. I think they signed like two today. But when it first opened, nothing.
Leonard Williams is staying with the Seahawks.
I guess he likes it out there on the West Coast.
Well, I mean, okay, you know, you're playing for Pete. You know, you're not playing for Pete Carroll now, but I mean, you know, you're playing for a defensive team. You know, you probably like it. Probably likes it out there in Seattle. I don't know why it rains all the time. The Giants added another tackle. Jermaine Eluemunor. I can't spell L E. Did you know that?
That's the guy.
That's the one you were talking about. He's right. He's a right tackle.
Yes, he is.
Vegas. Yeah. And he signed it for 2 years, $14 million.
Yep, that's a cheap deal because, you know, you're going to throw him the right tackle and see how it works out because, like I said before, Evan Neal, it's not looking good for my man.
Yeah, but if he moves over to the left, won't that be better?
Move over to the left what?
Didn't you say he was a left tackle?
No, he's left guard. He's playing left tackle. We already have Andrew Thomas. Like left guard.
So if we can move Evan Neal over to left guard, we have Runyon at the right guard. We have this guy at the right tackle. We have Thomas on the left tackle. Now we just need our center.
We got one, John Michael Smith.
Okay, so then we're getting there then.
How many times we said in the last 5 years that when you build an offensive line, you build from the inside out?
Right. You said we got a center. We just signed the right tackle.
And already have a left tackle.
And we already have a left tackle. We just signed a guard that you said his dad was pretty good, which can then move Neal back to left guard, which is his position you said he excelled in.
Yep. Yeah, but
what's wrong with that?
No, it's just that you invested, you know, he was a seventh player pick in the draft. Seventh, you know, top 10 pick. And I've talked about this with other people, you know, off this, that you think maybe that when, you know, you do your scouting or whatever with the scouting department and the coaches, and, you know, I know like with pro days, you know, a lot of the position coaches, you know, work these guys out, you know, as far as, this, you know, see what they, you know, if he could play, you know, right tackle, because it's a whole different, you know, footwork and stance and, you know, whatever, you know, playing over there. And then for him to be as bad as he's been, and supposedly, like going into last year, he worked with, you know, retired All-Pro, you know, right tackle, you know, to fix this stuff, and he was just as bad. And this year, he got hurt. He hurt his ankle. They figured, you know, toward the, you know, malpractice. You know, they figured out he had a chip bone in his ankle or something. You know, and you know that's why they shut him down. But prior to the ankle, man, he was bad, like bad, bad.
Yeah, but you also got to say you had said that he was playing a. You were saying the Giants, you had said several times that the Giants keep picking, drafting these linemen just to move them to a position that they didn't play.
Yeah, because like with him, he played Alabama. He played like left tackle, left guard, and right tackle. Coming out, he played left tackle. You know, his junior, junior year was technically his senior year. So he was a left tackle when the Giants drafted him. So they figured that, you know, he played them other three positions that he could play the right tackle position, even though he didn't play it, you know, his last year, you know, at Alabama. He played up and down the line, you know, his whole three, you know, his 3 years there. And it was just, he was 6'7", 335. He's huge. And, you know, maybe
the that's speed, a big guard, bro.
But what was he going to play him? You know, he can't play tackle, you know, because he's just not fast enough, you know, with these edge rushers. He can't go, he couldn't block Thibodeau. And so, you know, why would you put him, you know, out in space? Because you're out in space by yourself playing either tackle position. If you put him at guard, you know, it's like he'll be fighting like somebody like in a phone booth. He just has a smaller area to cover. He does have help, you know, with the left tackle or, you know, the center, you know, right there. So that might be better for him, even though he's tall as he is. So hopefully, you know, the quarterback can see, you know, over his head because he is tall. And that is tall for a guard.
Right. But Daniel Jones is pretty tall too, no?
Like 6'4".
And how tall is, he'll be, if he's 6'4", he'll be okay. Let's put spikes on. He's like 6'5", 6'6".
But, you know, but anybody shorter than that is going to have a problem seeing over this guy.
No. Yeah. But, yeah, we just got to see when Daniel Jones will be able to play.
And it won't be the beginning. It will not be the first game. You know, figure with ACL tear. So, we ain't going to see him the first game. They're expecting him to be ready for training camp. But usually that means let's sign these other guys and, you know, maybe draft a quarterback and we'll see when training camp rolls around.
Yeah, well, you know, let's hope we make some of the moves that we need to make because, I can't go through another year like last year. I mean, it's just depressing.
Depressing. And then, you know, the crazy thing is it's going to be even worse without a running game. You know, if this guy doesn't, you know, can't run the, you know, he'll be able to run the ball if they block. But if the line doesn't improve, if they don't have, you know, weapons on the outside, you know, Darren Waller, he decided he's going to come back, you know, even though he was hitting the hall as far as, you know, retirement. So now you get a tight end that, you know, he's got one foot out the door. You know, every time he gets hurt, you know, it's always his hamstring all the time. So you don't know how many games you're going to get out of him this year. You know, Bellinger wasn't used, you know, correctly. You know, the receiver, Hyatt, you know, the kid from Tennessee, he wasn't used. Oh, they let Isaiah Hopkins, the other receiver they got that did pretty well a couple years ago, they let him go. They didn't resign him. Another Buffalo guy, so they haven't resigned him. I think the only receivers they got on contract is Hyatt, Slayton, Wandell Robinson, and the punt returner. They re-signed him. They got four guys. That's it. Remember how last year when we said they had like 19 receivers and Wheaton, the big receiver that was out, they got like four or five guys that are, you know, under contract. That's it.
I'm just, you know, I'm concerned. I'm concerned in the direction of the ownership of that team. It's just like you said, is it either? I mean, the family has money. Like Tish is still partners, right? Yeah. Mara's and the Tish. You got money. You don't have to give your kid a job. you know, give a job doesn't affect the team. But either do your job because this is just terrible. I mean, there's no reason why we should be this bad now. But now, for all you Giant fans listening to our show out there, and you know, Byron, everybody, my boy Paul Gutierrez, shout out to you because everybody was all excited about Danny Dimes and this and that. You did my boy Eli wrong, and you've been bad and worse ever since. That's how I look at it. They should have just let him play his thing out, treat him with dignity. Eli's been nothing but a stand-up guy for the Giants. He still represents the Giants well. And I just didn't like the way he was handled. And I always say that till the day I die, that, you know, Eli was not treated with the respect he deserved. And they did no better other than make it to that playoffs that 1 year, and that was it.
Yeah, but look at the problem is, and it started with Gettleman, you know, as far as not drafting correctly, and they figure they can get like one last hoorah out of Eli. I'm not an Eli basher. I love Eli to death. But instead of them drafting Saquon Barkley that year, they should have drafted Quentin Nelson, the guy that's been all pro every year for the Colts, or trade down and get more picks. That was just a failure of management what happened that year when Saquon got, they shouldn't have drafted. I love the guy, he did his thing, but they shouldn't have drafted him. They should have, took calls, traded down, like most teams do, got a boatload of, other picks, and continued on with the mission. But they tried to, Eli's toward the end, let's give him a running game and see if we can squeeze a little bit more out of him. That's exactly what happened.
No, I know, but I think they pulled the plug on him too early, and they didn't have that great of a season anyways when Daniel Jones came in. So it was already a downturn of the team. It's just – I just didn't like them pulling Eli that. I think, Daniel Jones could have benefited from a little bit more time with Eli starting. And because they've been bad ever since, I don't think they would have done any better. I just didn't like that they pulled him so early.
Yeah, but look what happened with Kurt Warner. They were 5-4 when they pulled Kurt Warner and put Eli Manning. Forgot that, did you?
Yeah, but Kurt Warner was, Yeah,
they were 5-4, and they proceeded to. I think they might have won maybe two games the rest of the year, with Eli quarterback, his rookie year.
Yeah, but Kurt Warner wasn't a lifer giant. It's a little bit different. Like Kurt Warner, made his. I mean, you got to give Kurt Warner credit because he came into the league at 28 and still made it to the Hall of Fame. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, and he lit it up with St. Louis. And I hear what you're saying. I can see what you're saying. I you have a valid point. It's just he wasn't a giant. Like, you're not going to go and say, if you say Kurt Warner to anybody, they're not going to think Giants. No. You say Eli Manning, Giants. You say Phil Sims, Giants. Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, so – that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from, just the respect that you should do for a player in that they play, no different than how they did, Landry wrong in the Cowboys and, finally getting Jimmy Johnson into the Ring of Honor. I mean, after how many years? He should have been in there a long time.
Not no 30 years or however long it's been, long time.
Should have been there way longer than probably some of the players.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson has changed that game, but hey, we'll see what happens. So we got some stuff coming up with the draft's coming up pretty soon, no?
April 25th, 26th, 27th.
Yeah, April 26th, 27th. Okay, so then we're going to be on that Thursday. It'll be on a Thursday when we're playing. Yeah. Because
check it out though. At least they're picking number 6, man. We don't have to wait till like number 20. Like when I thought my head was gonna explode till like 10:30 at night, wait for the pick.
Or number 11, and I almost had a heart attack because they traded.
Yeah. And who we end up with? Kadarius Toney.
Oh yeah. And where is he?
He's got 2 rings, so we really can't say too much. So
he got 2 rings, but he's done. I mean, I don't even know. I don't think they're going to keep him.
No, nah, sure they're going to sign him their rookie contract because he's a first-round pick, so they ain't signed him to all that money.
They're getting rid of him, and then I can't, He's got the talent. Someone's going to pick him up, but I think he's a problem wherever he goes.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you, but this – I love daylight savings, but I've been tired ever since – it's changed. It's only been 2 weeks, but for some reason I'm tired. Is it affecting you? I guess being retired don't affect you much.
I go to bed the regular time, 10:30, 11 o'clock, whatever, and get up at 6, 7, whatever time I get up.
Yeah. No, I've been lucky. I slept through the last 2 nights in a row. That's the first time I've done that in probably a couple of years.
No stress, man. No stress. Woosa.
Well, I'm drinking my chamomile tea before I go. But I've been tired lately, bro.
Because you're always on the run, man. You got to make that money.
It's not about the making of money. It's just working, thinking. I don't know what it is. But sleeping straight through the night for me is good. So I'm just trying to get that rest. But I also haven't worked out like I have been before when I came back and I got sick. I haven't been able to hit that. I do like cardio boxing. Oh my God. It's tough. 45 minutes. But bro, I feel incredible when I walk out. I'm drenched and it's boxing. I'm hitting. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's called Rumble Boxing. They're like a franchise. Mm-hmm. They're all over the country.
Stole that from Muhammad Ali. Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, so it's called Rumble Boxing, and they're water heavy bags instead of heavy bags. They're these bubbles with water, so it's not hard in your hands. I use 16-ounce gloves, but at least keeps me in my form, my jabs and my heart, my cooks and stuff. But man, let me tell you, and the funny part is 75% are women in there. I'm like, why are so many women boxing? But anyways, let me tell you, I come out of there feeling really good. But while I'm in it, I'm like, man, is this thing going to ever end? Because it's cardio, you know what I mean?
You're having flashbacks from your college days.
And the women are kicking your butt.
Yeah.
Because they can do cardio with no problem. You know, I just wish that somebody would correct them so they keep their guards up. But I like it because I get to hit something, get my frustration out. And I also like it because I come out of there, you know. Mm-hmm. Release of stress. So, all right, well, when we start wrapping up the show a little bit early today, we thought we had a couple more people coming on, but we're going good. And again, you know, the Giants made a couple moves. Dallas has been quiet. Philadelphia picked up some good people. Washington's been a little bit quiet. But we'll see what happens. But I'm telling you, Green Bay, they're looking tough. I still think Kansas City is a team to beat. But, you know, the Vikings still haven't re-signed Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's hanging around. Well, you got to see who the quarterback's going to be.
It's Sam Darnold.
Yeah, like I said, you got to wait to see who the quarterback's going to
be. That's what I said. I'm like, why would you pick him? Why would he stay there, man? I'm telling you, he should go to the Chiefs, in my opinion.
Well, you figure
Hey, wait a second. Didn't I tell you that Kansas City was going to re-sign Chris Jones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told you they were going to re-sign him. I told you. Somehow I got to figure we should look that up for next week.
He's the third best player on that team. Yeah,
how they pulled. Yeah, but wait a second. Because of the money, everybody was worried about the money. And I'm saying that team looked like they all want to repeat. I think they want to build for them to get a three-peat. Now they're in a different league. You know what I mean? Now, you know, they already got three Super Bowls, so they're in a different league. But to three-peat?
Yeah, it's a little different now.
And all of them said it. Kelsey, Reed, Mahomes, Chris Jones said it. Chris Jones said it. He talked to Hines family. Do what you got to do, but I'd like to come back. He said it right after the Super Bowl.
Well, he's putting them on the spot by doing it right then.
That's smart in his side, right? But I don't blame him putting it on the spot. But I'm happy they re-signed them. Hold on, before we leave, let's see what they re-signed them for. Do you
something
know?
95 million. I don't know something. I know it's a lot. It's more than I got.
It's more than you and I got combined. All right, Chris Jones. I like him too, by the way. Chris Jones.
When you have a chance, when you're off, look at the tape when he ran the 40-yard dash coming out of college.
Really?
It's entertaining what happened.
Hold on. He signed a 5-year, $158 million with $101 in guaranteed money, edging out Aaron Donald as the NFL's highest paid defensive tackle last offseason. And the Chiefs couldn't agree on a multi-year contract, And Jones and the Chiefs couldn't agree on a multi-year contract, leading to his training camp holdout, which included missing week one's loss to Detroit. Oh, so he didn't even play against Detroit. That's when they lost. But he got 150. He got 101 million guarantee. I just want to know how they did it. You know,
restructured other people's contracts.
They restructured Mahomes' contract. I was assuming Mahomes was going to give up some.
Yeah, they probably did. They just didn't, you know, let everybody know what they did.
He got $30 million signing bonus. He's got $95 million guaranteed, and an average annual salary of $31 million in 2024.
I think he's 29 years old too. He's 29 or 30.
He'll earn a salary $1.2 million, a signing bonus of $30 million, and a workout bonus of $100,000. Which carry while carrying a cap hit of $7.3 million and a dead cap value of $60 million. What's the difference between carrying a cap hit of 7.3 and a dead cap value of $60 million?
He'll never get to that because that's usually like the last year of the contract where it's like, you know, it balloons to $60 million. And usually what they do is they restructure it before it hits that 60 number. They do it with the quarterbacks all the time where, you know, if it's 50 million, you know, no, we don't pay. So we're going to convert, you know, your salary to 7 million and we're going to give you, you know, $43 million bonus or whatever, however it goes.
Well, the brothers guaranteed $100 million. That's what I'm at the end of the day, that's what I'm at. And you got to – signing his name, he gets $30 million.
Sign your name and send me my check.
$30 million. I couldn't even imagine that looking in the bank account. $30 million.
I would keep looking in the bank account. Let me look at that again. Let me make sure that's there. There you go, my man.
He needs to put in an insurance policy to protect it.
No, I'm sure he has insurance.
Nah, you ain't got the mind insurance. All right, brother. All right, so look, don't forget to smash the like button on YouTube. Check the notifications. Check out our podcast every Thursday at what time? 8 o'clock when you're not on an iPhone. Byron, you'll be back next week at home in Philly.
I'll be home.
All right, be back home in Philly so we can go normal style. Welcome to our show every Thursday, 8 p.m. Same bat channel, same bat time, live on Facebook, live on YouTube. We're on Spotify, Stitcher. Please tune in, subscribe, tell your friends, come on our show, ask questions, leave comments. We talk NFC East, Giants, Washington, Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles, and then we'll talk around the league. So we're very excited about that. Stay safe, God bless, and have a good night. We'll be right back.